B-Pod Studios.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Weather and Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get
up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So we have Danny on the phone. She needs some advice. And when we heard this, we thought we probably could get some better advice from our listeners. So please give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. It's something called Should She.
Simple. Should she do it?
Should she do it?
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
So you dropped us a DM. Fill everybody in. What should you do? What shouldn't you do? Where are we going here?
Right. So I definitely need advice. I'm really close to landing this new job. I'm going in for a second interview, and it's with a law firm, and I'd be the office manager. And this is like a position I really want. It's actually more money than I've ever made in a year. The salary is great. And I have a 5-year-old daughter. So this is like, you know, it's really amazing. It's really important to me.
Okay.
So my friend works there, and so she kind of helped me get the interview and everything. And she suggested for this second interview, so, like, help me get the job, I should wear, like, a revealing shirt, you know, or a dress or something. But I don't think that's a really big deal, you know. But I've started this question, like, maybe that's not how I want to get the job. And, like, am I going to be setting a bad precedent?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I just don't know what to do.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, when I read your message originally, you did say that you think that if you did that, you would get the job?
Yeah. I mean, my friend said to ensure I get it. You know, wear, you know, like a, you know, a low neck shirt or something like that.
Is that how she got her job?
I didn't ask.
How long has she been there? A long time?
Yeah, she's been there a while.
You can give us a phone call if you want to help out Danny, 704-570-9595. I, by the way, clearly say it's a no-go with the low-cut shirt.
Yeah, I do too.
But the reason why we're doing this little should she do it segment is because I'm kind of like, forget all that. What about the first part of this? Like I said off the air to these two the other last week, I'll say now, it's more money than you're ever going to make. I'm gathering, are you a single mother?
Yes.
With a 5-year-old daughter. So that would be amazing, right?
Absolutely.
And just because you wear a revealing shirt to the interview doesn't mean that you have to dress like that to keep your job.
No, I would be concerned with what the environment inside the office is like mm-hmm. that she's telling you to do that. That would be my concern. So regardless whether you get the job or not, are you putting yourself in, I don't want to say like an unsafe work environment, but like, you know what I mean? If these guys are, you know, I don't know, handsy or commenty or whatever, and you're putting yourself in that position, is it worth it?
I mean, but what if it's just, you know, guys have always been attracted to gals. It's like, why would I not use, you know,
well,
it's just looking.
Sometimes guys are attracted to guys. They're not always attracted to
you're
gals.
Talking to one right now.
They're not always attracted to gals.
But why do you
yeah.
think that...
Watch Danny go to the interview with the gay guy of the company.
But why do you think her friend would tell her to wear that? You know what I mean? That's
because
what
she's
I wonder.
Worked there for a long time, and she vibes that that whoever's doing the interview, whether it's the boss or not of this company, is
inappropriate.
I mean, I guess it's inappropriate, but in this day and age, how many other people are interviewing for the job? You know, I mean, does Danny need an edge here? She's got an edge with her friend there, and her friend's basically saying, do this, and wow. You've got this job that pays really well.
You should respect yourself more. That's the better edge to do that. Wear something
walk
low
away
cut.
From the money.
Yeah, it's clearly
really?
Not worth it. Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised at you.
I think the both of them should find a job in a new place.
Right. Really?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, by the way, what if her friend always wears inappropriate clothes, and that's like the one thing the company hates, and they're like, oh, we're all like, she's always, here comes Brenda, always wearing something inappropriate, and then you show up wearing something inappropriate. They're like, oh, here we go.
And you're attached to that person.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Skanks or Us law firm.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Danny, tell me real quick, because we're going to line up some calls, get a song on, and come back with some people. Should Danny wear something low-cut to this interview? She says she's probably going to get the job, pays really well, more than she's ever made, and she's a mom of a 5-year-old daughter, single mom. Tell us about your friend, though. I mean, like let's is this like a kind of a Time's Up, Me Too atmosphere you're going into? Because that, I understand, is not okay.
Yeah, that's my concern.
Does she tell you that? That's the kind of environment that this office is bringing?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think if she would have told me that, we wouldn't be on the phone. But it's more so like, I honestly think it's just like a looks thing. And I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, what if I was going to wear that shirt anyway? And that's just told me to, and that's why I'm like worried.
Well, now you're getting me to change my mind.
But what's the other side of it, Danny, for people that are just tuning in? Like, okay, that's your one side, and then your other side is?
Well, my other side is I have a 5-year-old daughter, and what am I, you know, what am I doing that's not setting a good example for when she's a grown-up, you know?
All right, we got lines all lit up. So many people are on hold. Should she? We're going to have Danny on the phone with Pam, Abby, Angelica, Doriana. Everybody's going to chime in, okay?
Okay.
Can you hang with us?
Absolutely. Yes, please.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, it's Kiss 95.1's Manny, Roy, and Loren. We have Danny on the phone. Should she do it? She says that her friend says, if you want to get this job, you got to wear something a little low cut. That will for sure secure your way in. Now, Danny made a good point.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To listen, times are tough. This is a lot of money. She needs the job.
She's a mother of a single mom of a 5-year-old. Danny, a lot of people are on hold. I want to help you in this segment of Should She, okay?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
All right, let's talk with Pamela. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
I think absolutely not. In fact, what you do to get the job, you may have to do that and more to maintain it. And like Danny said, she has a 5-year-old daughter that she needs to be a good example for. And I would also suggest that you examine the friendship that you have, because why do you want to have a friend who encourages you to sell yourself physically to get a job? The money is never going to be that important.
Danny, how good of a friend is this person?
She's a pretty close friend. I think we kind of come from the same cloth, even that we don't really think it's a big deal. But you've got me rethinking things, you know.
Thanks, Pamela.
It's hard because even though I want to be a good example for my daughter, I also want to provide for her. And this is more money than I've ever made in a year. This is the biggest salary I'll ever have, you know.
We just got a text message for Danny that says, I think Danny should go ahead and do the interview. If she goes into it and they act sketchy, then she can just leave. But as a single mom, I would kill for that kind of a chance.
I say she goes with the shortcut shirt under it. And if it doesn't go well, take off the top layer, say it's getting hot in here, and see if it changes the process. You know what, Danny? I just don't see you being a fit here.
Well, hang on a second. It's getting warm in here.
No, you know what?
I'm joking, of course, but Abby's not. Hi, Abby.
Hey.
Go ahead. You're on with Danny.
You should totally do it. I mean, what's the big deal? You probably wear, you know, a little bit skimpier clothes when you go out. Like, what's the top? Get the job. Make your money. You don't have to keep doing that. And if they try to make you keep doing that, then like the previous caller said, yeah, just get out. But I say get the job, and then you're in. It's a lot harder for people to fire people, especially over something like that, you know?
Okay. So you say,
I say do it.
Go ahead and get in the system, and then if they ask you to do anything more than that, then you quit. Okay. Let's talk with Doriana and Charlotte. You're on with Danny. What advice do you want to give?
Hi. I am a firm believer of if you got it, then work it. And as far as, like, you know, setting an example for your child, she's not going to the interview with you. So she's not going to see it. And like the other lady said before me, if it becomes to the point where you have to do that to maintain the job, then you can always get out. You don't have to be put in that position all the time. But if it's just to get the job, it sounds like your friend knows she's been working there. So if you want to get it, I think it's worth the money.
All right.
Danny, how are you feeling?
I got to say, I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah. The majority of our listeners are saying that.
Yeah, and I like what they just said, too, that, like, she's not going to be in there, and I can always walk out if I'm uncomfortable later. But if I don't do it to get the job, I don't get the chance to, you know, to walk away if it's more.
I guess so.
Are you against this?
I kind of am, because in my head, I think, like, what some women go through, because then they get the job and somebody makes a pass at them in the office and they're like, but the money's really good and he didn't ever touch me. He's just making, you know, comments. And then you're in this battle with, well, the money's really good and he didn't really, you know, physically do anything yet. So do I stay? But you're still uncomfortable and that doesn't make the situation right. I'm more concerned with, like, what the office environment is and getting in there before, you know, and knowing before you get in there.
Well, at least she has the friend who's been in there, and the friend knows the two things. The friend knows, Roy, what the office situation is like, mm-hmm. and the friend knows Danny's history, and how nice it'll be for Danny to be able to, you know, do whatever she needs to do for her 5-year-old mm-hmm. daughter as a single mom.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I'm not judging either way. I'm not a single mom, so I don't know what that's like to be in that position.
We were ready to wrap up, but Anonymous just jumped on, Roy. Look at this.
Okay, Anonymous, go ahead. What do you want to
say
to Danny?
Strippers strip. Doesn't mean that they don't have self-respect for themselves, and they have children. I was offered more salary, which averaged out to be like $20,000 more, if I could swap from a size large t-shirt to a medium, and I did it in a heartbeat. Nothing sexual, nobody said anything. It's just, I was said, oh, I can get you a whole lot more, but you're going to have to change your shirt from a large to a medium.
All right. Thank you, Anonymous.
See, that's a good point. It's not that bad.
Did she say what kind of profession that happened in?
I don't know. I'm so conflicted because, like, my gut says no, but, like, if I also had it, like, if I had to show it, like, if I had abs, like, to itch my shoulder, I'd take my shirt off, you know? Right. I'd be constantly showing off.
But, Danny, you did also say, and by the way, if you're just joining us, Danny is going for a job interview, and her friend works there and says, wear a low-cut shirt or a tight dress, and that'll guarantee that you get the job. Danny doesn't want to do that necessarily because her 5-year-old daughter, what kind of an example is she setting? But, Danny, are you comfortable wearing that stuff, or are you going to have to go shopping for something? Like, that's the other side of this, too.
I have stuff. I'm totally comfortable. When I go out and stuff, I wear things like that all the time. It's no big deal.
Okay. All right.
I'm just so surprised because last week on the show, like, over half of the people thought in our audience thought the Super Bowl halftime performance was unacceptable.
Right.
Yet the majority of our listeners are like, yeah, show it off to get the job. It's no big deal. Yeah, in fact, bring a pole in there. Spin around. Yeah, last week, you know, God, the children can't see it. What is this?
Oh, Danny, good
double
luck.
Standard.
When would you start if you got the job?
2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us updated, okay?
All right, we'll do.
All right, good luck. And you're doing it, right? That's what we decided?
I am. Okay. Yes.
I can't read our audience. I don't know them.
Me neither. You just got a text message that says, come on, Loren, you used to be a cheerleader. And I'm like, what does that have to do with this situation?
Yeah, Loren didn't have to get into her lady cat cheerleader outfit to get hired with Roy and I.
Right.
Although maybe it would have moved the process along.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.